It's the Gadget Girl on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark.
Welcome to another episode, another exciting episode on a very cold, wintry night.
Is it that cold?
Well, you were shaking. Oh, yeah. You were just bobbing your head to the intro that, music. Yeah, that wasn't shaking.
16 degrees outside right now in Sydney.
That's not so bad. Welcome to the Gadget Grill. And tonight, we are talking about, well, cancer. No, we're not talking about cancer. We're actually going to talk about how people can help people with cancer. Sort of.
Yes. Very important topic.
Very important topic. It's one of those topics that's really important for the community. It's more about helping yourself, and there's a web community around it. We'll be talking to the founder of this community to basically help yourself help others at the exact same time. I took up the challenge, and I'm not hating myself for it. I took up the challenge, and I'm feeling...
He is looking desperate, folks. He is looking absolutely desperate. He's been clawing at the fridge all week, trying to get...
We're so lucky we don't have paddle pops in the house, otherwise I've scarfed them all down.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll be talking to Dry July founder Kenny McGilvery, I think is his last name.
That is his last name.
That's his last name. I can't believe I'd forget something like that. In any case, we'll be talking to him. We'll also be reviewing a video game. I know that's not something we do very often here because none of us really have time to play them, but...
Especially on a radio show.
Exactly. Especially that no one can see what we're doing. But we'll be talking about the new game EA Active, which, similar to Wii Fit, is designed to get you off of your couch and losing weight. I've been trying it out for 2 weeks.
And have you lost any weight?
I think I've gained weight, to be honest.
Well, there you go. So much for Dry July.
No. We'll be doing Dry July, dessertless July for me. We've also got some news, hopefully, if I can find some. Has it been in the news this week?
Oh, there's been a little bit.
There's been quite a bit of news.
Not a lot. Well, you know, sort of apart from members of the... apart from members of the Gadget Grill team getting caught for running nude around hotels on the Central Coast, you know, nude, drunk, defecating in the hallways, all that sort of thing.
I have no idea what you're on about.
That was a football player.
I'm going to claim innocence for once.
That was a football player. Oh. I'm sorry. I get so confused these days.
You do get confused a lot. We'll start the show off with a song that'll give us time to sort our confusion out and become less and less and less confused.
Oh, yeah.
we live in hope.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. This is Trapped with Curiosity Kills.
Like to recall artists and their music of yesteryear? If so, then listen to me from 7 a.m. on Tuesday Breakfast Show with Stephanie, presenting music for your pleasure on 2RDJ 88.1 FM, the voice of Sydney's Inner West.
Okay, so the microphone hates me again.
Yes.
Okay, right. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the only station where that could possibly have one microphone in the entire complex that is threatening to kill me right now. It's got a gun to my head.
It's actually got a sign on saying I'm going on strike.
Oh, is it going on strike just like the teachers?
That's
and
right.
The police?
And the police,
and the police, right. You're listening to
that microphone is not going to book you for anything serious tonight.
You and everyone else out there, except for this microphone, are listening to the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. If you're listening to it on the radio, good for you, but you can also listen to it on the web at www.radio2rdj.com. And if for some reason you're allergic to the web just right now and you won't be in a day or two's time, you can head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au where you can download the podcast of this show and every other show. I think it's our 31st or 32nd
show. I haven't been counting, but you know, the concept of that is really quite amazing. A technology show, and we're using technology to broadcast it with. Isn't that really...
I don't think we have a choice.
No.
I just don't think we have a choice on that one.
Now, what's your first news item?
My first news item is actually one that's really good that I've been hoping for a long time, which now means I just don't have to be reliant on my iPhone any longer, because HTC, the company who have been creating pretty much, I guess they were the leading force behind almost every pocket PC for the past decade,
yep.
They're finally letting go of their USB slot at the bottom for their USB port at the bottom for headphones, and saying, "Hey, we're going to put 3.5mm jacks." Just a bit too late, guys. There was so many of your phones I would have been happy to buy or wish I could have bought. At least they're coming out with some new products, and anything past the Hero, which means all the new ones they showed to me a couple of weeks ago don't have 3.5mm headsets on them. But anything in about a month or two time, maybe, will have a 3.5mm headset.
I think that is absolutely wonderful.
And it's fitting news too, especially with that thing we talked about last week.
Last week, yes, because it means that they're going to be adopting the European power standard on the one end, and on the other end they're going to be having
less proprietary jacks.
Less proprietary jacks, and that can only be a good thing.
Exactly. Your story, sir.
My story. Oh, have I got a story for you?
Have you got a story for us?
Yes, just because a website sounds like it's an authentic website does not necessarily mean that it is. itsecure.microsoft.com. Does that sound like it's going to be legitimate?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Apparently there's some new malware that is actually affecting your hosts file on your computer.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Okay, now the hosts file is a file that sits somewhere within your computer.
Wait, am I going to learn something?
You are.
Okay,
sorry.
I'll close my ears.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the hosts file on your computer is where your web browser and everything else goes before it actually goes to the domain name server.
Okay.
And if you put an address in there that maps to, or a name in there that maps to an address, it will take that address first before it actually goes to the domain name server. For instance, I could put in your host's file www.microsoft.com, but point it to the gadgetgrill.com's IP address.
That would be very mean of you. It probably wouldn't be very mean of you.
That would
be very gracious of you.
And every time you go to Microsoft, your computer would go to the gadgetgrill because it believes that that is the correct website. Now, apparently there's new malware that is now working on modifying your hosts file and putting fake addresses into your hosts file.
Wow, I can see that actually being really bad.
That is potentially very, very good. So just something that we need to be just a little bit more cautious of.
Got two new stories I'm going to mention in the exact same breath, because one's very interesting and the other one's less interesting. I want you to tell me which of them is the more interesting of the two. Google are coming out with their own operating system called Chrome OS.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And moving on, researchers at UCLA in America have created or have come up with the ability to make genetic alterations to mice that will enable... the mice to be to convert fat into carbon dioxide. What the hell is that?
You were asking which one of those stories was of more interest to me.
Really? You don't think mice being able to exhale fat is interesting?
It's rather interesting.
One of these days, I'm going to really regret handing you that sound effects collection of CDs.
Right.
Stop gargling. Hey, you.
I'm supposed to stop.
You're not allowed to actually drink in here.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's rules for that.
Okay.
Okay, so good news. Researchers have enabled mice to breed out fat.
I think that's rather interesting.
It is rather interesting. It's probably more interesting than Google OS, which we don't know much about, but will be out.
Well, we'll be seeing it, and it's not a replacement for Android, the Google OS.
No, it's not.
And some people are saying that it's going to be industrial strength.
Sounds like a condom.
That enterprises may use and it won't burst their bubble.
Right. Well, okay. Sounds like a condom.
Yes, Exactly. Here's a story that that I threw at you earlier in the week. Unfortunately, you weren't able to get a copy of the music to download.
Yeah, no, we'll be doing it next week.
Yeah, we'll play this music for you next week. But Canadian musician Dave Carroll.
Part of the Sons of Maxwell.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Could have sung the blues after United Airlines workers at O'Hare Airport smashed his guitar and the airline refused to pick up the $1,200 US cost to repair it. Basically... they were throwing guitars in their cases around on the tarmac instead of loading it, and United refused to accept
responsibility. How is this technologically balanced?
Well, because the guys put up a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, that would make it, yeah. So we're going to play that song next week for you. We tried to get it this week.
Yeah, but we couldn't figure out a way to broadcast the YouTube video over the radio.
It's a little bit difficult. We haven't quite worked that out yet. No. I have a news story which I haven't mentioned yet.
That makes it news.
Yes, it does. But it's very cool. Apparently, sperm travels faster towards females that you find more attractive.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. A new study has shown that, and we're reading this from Slashdot right now, has found that humans can adjust the speed, this is the quote, can adjust the speed and effectiveness of their sperm by regulating the amount of seminal fluid they produce during copulation. Apparently that the amount of fluid is determined on how attractive you find your partner. That's... So if effectively you can't conceive with your girlfriend, perhaps you just aren't attracted to her.
Well, there you go.
What an interesting story.
That is an interesting story, and it also correlates to the other one that we saw this week, whereby they can find that they're artificially producing sperm now, which makes us all redundant.
I feel really bad about that. I wish they hadn't come up with this.
No.
We're the last of our kind, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not a good thing. And what else isn't a good thing is the Dadawin Surfer is coming to America. Now, that's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. Yeah, that's right. Dadawind were a company who did try to bring something out in Australia a couple of years ago. It's called the Pocket Surfer. It was a handheld sort of pocket device with a stainless steel cut keyboard, very, very reminiscent to that of the Motorola Razr series. Oh, and by the way, it was pretty unusable. It surfed the internet, was really bad at it.
So what's different about it now?
It's a little bit cheaper.
It would want to be a lot cheaper based upon what we saw of it before.
Coming to America. Look, as long as it doesn't come here, I don't really have a problem with it. As long as it doesn't come back here.
You're going to bring one back with you from your trip?
Yeah, right, sure.
You're flying United, aren't you?
Thanks for that. You're just making it worse for me. Happily, I could watch things on Silverlight on the plane. Microsoft, Give the company a break. They're trying to come up with a competitor to Flash. I know, it's probably unneeded. Adobe tried creating a competitor to Flash.
And then they bought the company.
And they bought the company. It went so well that they bought the company and gave up on their own standard. Silverlight, the new Microsoft competitor-ish thing to Flash, is now in version 3. And it now has the ability to work with your graphics card to make video smooth and high definition.
Now, finally!
Yeah, now, I don't know how it really does this, and I imagine that it'll look at my video card and most video cards in laptops and say, get bent, but, you know, it's at least a worthy attempt.
It's a Microsoft product. It's sure to be good.
Sure it is. You got anything else?
No, I've got some music to play.
Oh, can I mention one or two other things?
If you wish.
All right. Motorola have a new phone coming out. It's sleek, it's shiny, and it's got one giant touchscreen, and it's looking like it'll have a TV tuner built into it. It probably won't work in this country since it's not DVB, so which is what we use. But it looks interesting, and look, I'll show it to you.
Oh, that looks wonderful.
Doesn't it?
Yet another iPhone wannabe.
Yet another thing we can't show to our people while they're listening on the air.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
How many times do I have to tell you?
And in the meanwhile, while we're still waiting for OLED screens to come out on the market, it looks like there's a new type of OLED, a one that would have less colours coming out, that uses 40% less power and still has the potential to look just as good.
But it uses 40% less colours.
Well, no, 40% less power. It just has it just has less colours that it uses because much like the twisted pneumatic screens that you buy in a lot of
as opposed to twisted pneumatic.
Yes, that's right. Twisted pneumatic screens, which you buy in places like JB or a lot. Actually, most of the screens people buy are crappy low colour screens. Look at the MacBook screens, which have 260,000 colours in them. They likewise use a trickery of the eye to think your brain, or to tell your brain into seeing 16.2 million colours.
Which is why my brain sees 3.
Yeah, that would be a reason. So, you know, now we just have to wait for the proper OLEDs to come out, and then these will come out, and then we'll all have spent ridiculous amounts of money waiting for technology that's never going to come out. It's all a bit
whatever.
It's all a bit mood, isn't it?
I guess
we should just fill it with the space between. Dave Matthews Band.
You cannot quit me so quickly. There's no hope in you for me. No corner.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. I tried very hard not to screw that up. I was about to say 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill on 88.1, but I didn't.
Which is what you said last week.
Yes, but I said it in a different part of the show last week.
And that makes all the difference.
And that makes all of the difference. You're listening to the Gadget Grill on 88.1, in case you hadn't heard that from the past 10 seconds. Yeah. And right now we're going to get into our feature, which is basically... how to help yourself help others. We'll probably get right into this. We spoke to the founder of Dry July, which is an interesting little idea. I'm doing it right now, sort of, with Dessertless July, because I don't drink enough alcohol for it to matter, but we'll let you hear about it.
Dry July is a charity fundraiser, which is raising funds for adult cancer charities across the country, across Australia. There are six charities receiving donations, and it's a process of a month abstinence from alcohol, and you get sponsored for your efforts by family and friends to raise funds for adults living with cancer.
Now, I understand the web's got a lot to do with it, so what happens with Dry July and the web?
So Dry July is an entirely online-based community. The website, dryjuly.com, it's where you go to register, it's where you go to make donations. There's lots of different parts of the website where you can create your own profile page, you can give status updates as to what's going on, you can upload pictures, and there are also little items about what's been going on with Dry July housed in the website as well.
Okay, so what sort of things happen on the website to promote? Like, how does the community respond to each other?
There are a couple of different ways where the community can respond. When you set up your own profile page, you have the... Well, when somebody then donates to you, they donate through your profile page, and you'll begin to see the various comments that people make when they're giving you your donations, and you can interact with each other. And then once you make a donation to somebody, you then will be given the opportunity to send a postcard of thank you back to that person to keep that kind of correspondence going between the two of you. There's also the opportunity to go head-to-head. With Dry July, we found that there's a competitive element to that, to see if you can raise more than your friend or family can, and you have an opportunity to link in with another person that's registered on the website and have a competition directly with them.
I should ask just specifically, why the web over, say, real life?
For us, there were a couple of reasons that we went with the online focus. Firstly, cost. We're an entirely self-funded operation, and running the fundraiser through the web meant we could keep our overheads very low. And secondly, with the skill set that the co-founders had, they were based in web building, web development, and web design, and so we had the skills there in the first place to put it together.
What sort of response have you been getting so far, Kenny?
We've been pretty awestruck by the response we've had. This is only the second year that Dry July's been operating. Last year, 2008, it was only for raising funds for the Prince of Wales Hospital Foundation in Randwick, Sydney. And we had over 1,000 people taking part there. I think there were over 35,000 hits to the website, and over 5,000 donations were made.
That's pretty good.
And now this year, in its second year, we've been able to almost multiply that by four. We're just below 4,000 participants at the moment. And, you know, the hits to the website are, I think, a magnitude of 10 compared to last year. And then alongside with that, we've been able to also incorporate some social media with it as well. So we're active on Facebook and we're active on Twitter as well, which is getting the community that's involved in Dry July talking about it and spreading that word of mouth over the web rather than just physically.
How do people get in, basically? Like, I know it's the middle of July, so it's kind of hard for someone to say, hey, I'm going to take the whole Dry July month-long thing, but can people still join mid-month and try and go for it and help raise funds?
Yes, they can. We keep the donation offerings open until the end of August because we're not the most well-known fundraiser at the moment. The more the kind of viral word of mouth spreads, the more people find out about it, but they might find out about it after the 1st of July. And so we've made it that you can register all the way through until really the end of the month of July and keep receiving funds until August. That seems to work well for us, because even since the 1st of July, we've had about another 500 plus people join the cause.
That sounds great.
And so people can still do a dry August instead of just a dry July.
Yeah, they can. It's amazing how many people have birthdays or functions that they have to have a drink at in early July, and then they spread it through until the first start of August as well.
Okay, Kenny, this of course raises the guilt question for you. Are you keeping a dry July?
So far, so good. Certainly there's support in numbers, and we've got a lot of those this year. This will be my third Dry July in a row, because the initial idea for Dry July came through when I celebrated my 30th birthday back in 2007 and celebrated it with some gusto. So I decided to take the next month off. That month was July, so we called it Dry July, and then from there that raised the interest and kind of competitive element between friends and family. And what I found is, from having taken part in it in 2007, each year's gotten progressively easier. I actually look forward to it these days, if you can believe that.
I can believe that. From your perspective, I guess you look forward to it as a bit of a respite from the rigours of keeping up with all of your mates on a Friday night.
That's right. It's good to see the mornings of the weekend as opposed to just the afternoons.
I don't know, I'm not feeling it quite the same way, because I took the option of doing a dessertless July because I don't drink enough. And after, I mean, this is only, we're what?
One third.
Yeah, we're one third into July, and I've already had dreams where I've taken guilt trips in the dreams of eating Paddle Pops, Easter eggs, and blocks of chocolate. My mind is about ready to explode.
It's funny, I think lots of people have different reactions to the withdrawals. Some people sleep a lot better, they feel a lot fresher, and they're actually, you know, invigorated at the start of the month, whereas others will dream and be desperate for that cold drink, or in your case, that extra bit of chocolate that you wish you had.
The lust of a Paddle Pop, isn't that delightful?
Hey, I will say that since I've started this, I've had ridiculous amounts of ideas flowing. I'm not sure whether that has to do with the fact that I'm trying an exercise regime from a video game and this at the same time, but something is having an effect on my brain.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because what we found is that when you aren't spending the time and the money that you would normally be spending on drinking, or if you're giving up something else like soft drinks or in your case chocolate, that you have the urge to go and do something else, and so you might get a bit more creative, or you'll just go and take up a different activity. I know.
Sorry. Yeah. I kind of cut that off there.
Oh, yeah.
I should have cut us off one word before. That was Kenny McGilvery from Dry July.
And I do have an interesting, timely article that was in on the smh.com.au website.
Ah, the Herald.
Sydney Morning Herald. Publicans are frothing at the mouth over charity campaigns that urge Australians to give up the grog for 3 months a year.
What's the problem with that?
Well, I don't know. Australian Hotels Association Chief Executive Officer Bill Healy said patrons were being bombarded with anti-drinking drives that could hit revenue in pubs and clubs.
I again ask, what's the problem with that?
The problem is that the pubs are not making enough... Well, the pubs...
Oh, you're not... I get it.
They're not going to make enough money because people are not drinking.
I go in there, I don't buy booze. I don't buy booze again because I'm drunk already. I don't buy booze because I'm still more drunk, and because I have nothing else to do. I'm obviously not buying their food, which is pretty good usually, and then I'm not spending it on the pokies. Is that the problem?
Well, you'll spend it on the pokies, except you don't play the pokies. You'll spend it on the food because everybody's got to eat, but they're upset that because there's Dry July, there's... what's the one in February? There's one in February. And there's
something
one
slightly
in...
dry February. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it would be like if Streets were running a competition and suddenly got pissed at me because I decided not to eat Paddle Pops for this month. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Mr. McDonald.
Get bent.
Mr. Healy. Sorry,
Mr. Not Mr. McDonald. Mr. McDonald, you're fine. We like you.
Yeah. Mr. Healy.
Get a life. Get real, you know.
That's a good...
There's still 9 months where you can make money, and not everybody's going into every one of them. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I'm quite happy with my whole dry, dessertless July thing.
It's making you feel better.
It is making me feel good.
And it's for a good cause.
Although, the cravings are driving me nuts. Like, I just wander into the kitchen, I open the fridge door knowing...
Why don't we see the pubs donating a month's profit?
Because that would be generous, and you know,
I think that'd be a very good thing.
That would be fantastic.
I think that'd be a very good thing for the Australian Hotel Association, rather than whinge and complain, to actually put up and donate some money to these cancer causes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's play some
Jenny Owen Young's with What Beats Within. Radio Point 1, Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, and right now we're going to get into some exercise game thing.
One, two, one.
I don't even know what you're doing.
I'm doing my exercise.
Oh, that's right, you're doing your exercise, your finger exercises.
Two,
keeps your fingers
one,
in top-notch performance. Yeah, so you can tap all the buttons on the deck.
That's right.
Exactly. This week, and for the past couple weeks actually, since July started, so not really for the past couple weeks, I have been playing EA Active,
which has been giving you a wet July because of all the sweat you've been working up.
I actually did build up quite a lot of sweat, to be honest, and I remember...
There's a pool of it on his bedroom floor, listener.
Wow, that was just unnecessary.
just like the pool of sweat on the floor.
And that was pretty necessary because I had to play the game. EA Active is, just like Wii Fit, another way to get you off the couch. Except it's different, yeah. Whereas Wii Fit was about balance and trying to get your posture right. EA Active
is for the unbalanced.
This doesn't really play with balance, and you can use the balance board just like the Wii Fit game. I'm ignoring my dad's bad jokes. It does use the balance board if you want to, but it comes with some accessories. It comes with a strap for your leg, which you put your nunchuck into, the Wii nunchuck, and it's not very tight. It's not very good there. It comes with a resistance band, which is a very normal active
fitness thing.
Is this
sort of like a defilin?
A what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
It's supposed to be like a resistance band, but it's actually just one giant long piece of latex. And to be honest, I think EA actively found out a place that made vaginal dams, because this is just like one really, 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 really long vaginal dam, to be honest.
I ask your source of reference.
I learned stuff in American schools, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's what they tried to teach. In any case, it's a giant piece of rubber that you stretch and do lifts and stuff with. Anyway,
a giant piece of what?
Rubber latex.
Thank you.
Thing, yeah. I've got a clip for you. This is an attempt at playing the... You can hear the trainer. There are a couple things. There's a trainer with it. So just play this clip.
Left punch.
Left punch, Dad.
Right punch.
Right punch, yeah. So now you hit it... Left and right.
Left, right, okay.
Yeah, and then you make those noises.
Way to
like
go.
That. Yeah,
oh.
And she cheers.
Ah, this is like a tennis.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Wow, if you show me your backside again like that, I'm so going to yell at you.
Oh.
She gives
you're
a...
fantastic so far.
You're doing fantastic.
I'm doing fantastic. Gee, I'm
keep
so good.
Going.
Right cross.
Right cross.
Left cross.
She's cross now, Dad.
But I'm non-violent. I don't believe in fighting.
Yeah.
She's not really fighting.
But she's saying left cross, right cross.
Well, no, there's things you do. You punch. And there's that girl. She's there to help you the entire time and say things.
Is she from the government and here to help me?
No, she's not. And
okay,
and to be honest, she doesn't say enough things. They didn't record enough things for her to say. So in the end, you get sick and tired of her saying,
left
you're
cross,
doing really
right
well.
Cross. You're doing well.
It's just not. It's not great. And it's not made for lefties. You have to put the nunchuck, which is a problem because I'm a lefty. You have to put the nunchuck in your right thigh and you have to use it backwards.
Your right thigh.
By your right thigh. Not in
thigh
it.
And withers.
Anyway, yeah, it's a good idea, and it's actually pretty fun.
So exciting.
Shut up. Just really shut up while you're ahead before I bash you with something. That microphone go right inside that eye. And you know I do it too.
You could hit me with your nunchuck.
I could.
Except it's caught in your right thigh.
I could hit you with my left cross. It's been working hard. It's not a bad game. It's a good idea to get.
But you lost your cross pen.
Hush, hush. I didn't lose. It's in my room somewhere. That's enough.
That's business. Okay.
It's not a bad game. It's a good way to get you off the couch. But it's, you know, you're probably still better off going outside and doing it for a living. But it could get you into the spirit of things.
I'm all for getting into spirits.
Yeah.
You know,
you're gonna fall right in.
Jim's a good spirit.
You're gonna fall in?
Not at the moment. No, I might have some when I...
You're gonna fall in?
Maybe. Oh.
Segway. Freaking Segway.
Okay.
You're gonna fall in.
Maybe. Well, Esperanza Spalding is a good person to fall in with.
Oh God. Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, here live in the studio, because, you know...
That's better than dead and moldy in the studio.
Exactly. We don't really cheer on for mold in the studio. We kind of like being fresh, or as fresh as humanly possible from our point of view.
On the subject of fresh, you've got an interesting...
Are we talking about the box?
We are talking about the box, yes, on the subject
God,
of
I hope this
fresh and steamy.
I hope this doesn't get me thrown off the air. I don't think it will.
No.
Have you got a button to beat me when I do this?
I can...
You can sort of do that?
I can pull you off the air quickly if I need to.
Okay. The shit box is... I'm going to pull myself away from the mic when I do this. The shit box is a new... sort of gadget that they've released in the UK, which is a box. It's a portable toilet, basically. So when you're going out to a venue, like a gig out, say if you were going to Woodstock, this would have been a perfect thing to bring.
That was 40 years ago.
That's right. This would have been a perfect thing to bring. Anyway, it's a box, and when you...
It's a shit box, and it's not made by Hyundai or Kia.
Correct.
Have I got this right?
You got this correct.
Okay.
And it's a two-part solution. It's a cardboard box.
A two-part solution, but it's a box. A solution is a liquid. I'm confused.
Not necessarily. It could turn into a liquid over time. It's a box with a hole in it to allow you to go to the toilet. And then once you're done with the toilet, you can flip a lid on top of it. That's the second-part solution. And it becomes a stool for your stool samples.
A stool for your stool.
A stool for your stool, yeah.
A penny for your... No.
a penny for your poo.
A penny for your poo.
That's really
what it boils down to.
So that's it's a new device. Apparently they're going to cost £15 in the UK. That's what I'm hearing.
That is not cheap.
No, which isn't... It isn't... I mean, I guess it's a gimmick.
Is it actually a...
cardboard box? Yeah, I think
it is. It's just a cardboard... It doesn't actually have anything in there to sterilise it or...
It's a cardboard box. I mean, I guess...
So you just carry your shit with you.
You carry your shit with you. You dump it in your neighbour's backyard. I mean, you dump it in the appropriate waste receptacle. Yeah, it's the shit box.
Let's just leave a pile of them on the opera on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Hey, be nice.
Okay, Parliament House.
Okay, that's fine. Next week we're talking about space,
the final frontier. Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have any voyages to go on.
No, but it'll bring frontiers to your eyes.
No, because next week is the whole anniversary of.
Of the moonwalk.
Yeah.
The original moonwalk, not the Michael Jackson.
We should play that song next week. We should be moonwalking. Anyway, that's it for the Gadget Grill tonight. Is that it? Yes, that's it for the Gadget Grill. What you're hearing underneath us is Los Hombres Calientes with a new bus stop for Curtis Mayfield. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is not Lee Stark.
I'll let you do the outro, Mr. Not Lee Stark.
Okay, I am Gary Stark. We'll see you on the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 at 9 o'clock next Sunday.
Thanks.
And we promise not to bring a shitbox into the studio.
We might. You know, you might see it in the shed on Tuesday. Anyway.
Probably.
You probably will. Anyway, have a good week, Australia. Make sure you look up to the stars.
Be kind to each other.
See ya.